The magical world of the metaverse spans virtual environments, and consumers are beginning to spend a significant amount of time there. P&G's chief design officer, Phil Duncan, noticed.
It was shocking, and the amount of time that people would spend with us in our metaverse, whereas they might, you know, jump on a brand website and spend 5 or 10 minutes, they were engaging for 20, 25 minutes with us in the metaverse and engaging with our influencers who were their own avatars and our own employees who were in the space to talk about the innovation that they had themselves created.
Procter & Gamble and other businesses don't want to miss out on this new digital economy. The P&G Life Lab debuted 2.5 years ago. Ever since then, the slate of experiences continues to expand. For gamers, there's the Crest Cavity Defenders.
Hi, I'm Pulse. I'm the quick, sure shot of the team. I precisely eliminate cavity creeps between and at the gum line of our city walls, along with my twin, Floss.
We've been dabbling in it, particularly in the gaming space, particularly over the last 4 or 5 years with some of our businesses like Gillette and Oral-B. But it really was the pandemic that I think pushed us over the line to get a little bit more concerted in our efforts, because we still had a lot of great innovation that we wanted to reach out and connect with influencers and our retail partners.
P&G's target audience in this case is a little bit younger than average, influenced by gaming and digitally savvy. Duncan says they are not only engaged with the Cavity Defenders in the metaverse, but with the Gillette exfoliating bar. The Cincinnati-based company also appeals to environmentalists with various metaverse tasks.
Or are there ways that we could be using filtration in a home differently after you take a shower that could recirculate that water? So that's a 50-liter home experience that we also embed. As you go through that experience, you get kind of points, if you will, in your own little personal cup. And at the end, you contribute to our own children's safe drinking water experience as part of going through that little metaverse experience in our P&G Life Lab.
And there's more.
Another one would be with, again, our Gillette exfoliating, you know, bar technology. You're actually able to kind of pick your avatar and then pick your board and go down a gaming experience that kind of you ride the board through a bunch of muck and dirt as the exfoliating bar literally does on your skin, is clear the skin for a great shave.
Duncan says P&G wants to be the first consumer goods company in this space that brings value to its consumers. Unlike TV advertising, this is a two-way street.
How do we enter places like Roblox or whatever and put our brands in a meaningful way into the hands of those creators? So it's a very different kind of brand building model for us, but one that's, you know, really exciting.
You can access the metaverse through VR headsets and website streaming. Procter & Gamble's presence there is not constant. It will officially open again during the Consumer Electronics Show in January. Duncan says if there's enough interest in the P&G metaverse, it will remain open. During the Tokyo Olympics, it showcased SK2 City, honoring the culture and traditions of Japan. Duncan says the metaverse is touching every kind of global situation at P&G.
We have our European teams, we have our Asia teams. China is particularly deep, deep into this space because of all sorts of means of really disruptive commercial models, merchandising models, you know, e-commerce models that they've really, frankly, been leading us in many ways over in the U.S. about, you know, new ways to reach consumers and build businesses in that way.
Don't look for it to slow down. McKinsey & Company reports internet searches for metaverse increased 7,200%. It predicted the opportunity to create a global metaverse presence could be in the trillions.
Warning! Warning! Cavity creeps detected on the outside of the city. Pulse and Floss are needed.
Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.